What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Happy Monday, everybody. It's the beginning of another great week, I hope, for you. And every Monday, we do something called Metric Mondays. Our job on the podcast is to give you a bite-sized piece of information, a metric that if you work with your team on these metrics, I promise you, they will move the needle and help you create a better practice and a better life. And last week, we talked about cancellation and no-shows percentage. But there's another metric that if you measure it, it shows the percentage of canceled appointments that are actually rescheduled. It's called recaptured percentage. It's an important one. And again, if you've been doing this for a long time, like I have, this is a relatively new metric that gives us a good indicator of how efficiently everything's working in your schedule. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Thanks for tuning in today, especially on the beginning of a week. It's Monday. And every Monday on the podcast, we do a little bite-sized piece of information called Metric Mondays. Our job is to give you something to think about at your practice, a metric that makes a big impact. And I have my co-host, our director of education. She's brilliant. Just listen to her. She's going to guide us to the right place today, Miranda Beeson. And where are we going today, Miranda?
Well, we've been on this journey through looking at schedule utilization, starting with pre-appointing and making sure that our pre-appointment percentage is on track. We went the next week into capacity and schedule utilization. Last week, we talked about cancellation percentages and no-shows. So this is the tail end of all of that journey in terms of recapture percentage. So we talked last time about cancellations. Now we're going to be talking about, of those cancellations, how many or what percentage was recaptured and reappointed in the moment. So when someone cancels and they don't reschedule, that just means they go into our follow-up system. That means they go into our hygiene recare follow-up system or perhaps our unscheduled patient list. And that means time, effort, energy, money by way of the practice and the team to try to recapture them later. So this metric of recaptured percentage is the percentage of canceled appointments that are rescheduled or recaptured right away. And so this is another one that we talked last time about making sure you use your practice management software appropriately to break the appointments in order for them to be tracked appropriately and measured as cancellations. You have to do the same thing in order for the recapture percentage to be accurate. So this is going to tell us how effective our team is at saving lost time, keeping patients engaged in their care when they break those appointments. But if we don't do it properly by way of how our practice management software, you know, requires us to do it to log it on the backside of their programming, this metric's going to be harder to find. So what we do find often with coaching clients, this shows up in Dental Intel, but a lot of times it's not accurate. And we'll find out later it's because you know, the team isn't necessarily breaking, canceling, and rescheduling the way that the software needs you to. So that's a key element right off the top that we need to just make sure we mention in order for this to be accurate.
Yeah.
If you don't have that in your software, you can do it manually. It's just way more labor intensive to have to track it manually.
Yeah. And as an old timer here, and I can say that officially now because 31 years of doing this, this is one of those metrics we didn't have really the understanding, nor did we track. I didn't even really know what it was until about 6 or 7 years ago with the help of Dental Intel. And what Miranda is going to guide us through, again, you got to do this the right way. but it is so telling because you alluded to this on the last podcast, the amount of hours, like thousands and thousands of hours, team members make calls trying to get people back in the schedule and they're hugely ineffective. It's so fatiguing and it's so expensive. So you got to get this right. And maybe talk about how does this percentage impact the practice, Miranda?
So this impacts the practice by way of, well, let's talk about benchmarks. So strong practices are going to aim to recapture 70 to 80% of their cancellations. I have really high expectations, so you better be at 80 or higher, because if we have systems in place, we can. So that benchmark of at least 70 to 80% of the people that cancel, we want them back in the schedule. Now, again, you're probably not going to be at 100 because sometimes people are canceling because they're leaving the practice, or sometimes they're canceling and we've identified that they're not a right fit for our practice. And so we're not rescheduling them. So 100% is lofty, if not unrealistic. 70 to 80 means you're doing pretty well. So when we're in that range, that high recapture rate range, we're reducing the impact of cancellations on production and on our provider utilization, and then also on our administrative team, like you said, just exhausting themselves trying to recover that time. Those low recapture rates, if we're below that percentage, if only 50 or 40 or 30% of our cancellations reschedule in the moment and we recapture them, that's going to lead to holes in the schedule, lost revenue, our shrinking active patient base, because even if you're getting new patients, 20, 30 of them a month, if we're not rescheduling patients when they're canceling, they're going to end up inactive and our net growth of patients will be down. And so we will over time continue to have attrition in our patient base. It impacts hygiene retention. It impacts patient care by way of the patients are not going to now be within that desirable customized like routine program of care or schedule of care. It might end up being that they don't finish treatment because it was a treatment appointment that they were canceling. And then we didn't recapture that appointment. And now they're just floating out there because they fell through the cracks with unfinished care. So it does impact the patient outcomes. And a really strong recapture system is going to increase predictability in your schedule. It's going to protect the momentum of production and the goals and getting where you want to go profitability-wise throughout the year as well.
Yeah. Well, take us inside. So we coach a lot of practices, and I'll say this, like the practices we coach, they're not broken. They're actually really great practices, mm-hmm. but they hit these ceilings, and that's where the help of a great coach can help you. But Miranda, give people a peek of like what this looks like when it's going well and maybe when it's not going well in a practice.
Yeah, when this is going well in a practice, cancellations are tracked in real time. Those cancellations are processed appropriately through the practice management software, and the team starts to follow up same day, or they have systems in place for how to recapture before they even get off the phone. The verbal skills are aligned to reinforce the importance of rescheduling rather than leaving it open-ended. So for example, if someone's sick, a lot of times what we'll hear when we're in a practice is, oh my goodness, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry. You feel better and give us a call back when you're feeling better and we'll get you scheduled. But instead, you could encourage the team member to say, you know, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Jones. I hate that you're not feeling well. We hope you feel better fast. Let's do this. Let's move your appointment about 4 weeks out to give you enough time to recover. Do you prefer Tuesday mornings or do you prefer Thursday afternoons? And that way we are recapturing that appointment right away, but we're also being empathetic and giving Mrs. Jones plenty of time to recover from the tummy bug or whatever it is that she woke up with that morning. And if you're doing this well, the schedule is going to stay full. Despite that natural churn of cancellations, again, you're never going to have 100%. Like you have a bit of your patients are going to cancel. It's going to happen always. But if you're doing really well with recapturing patients, it's going to help to support the amount of energy that has to go into recovering from that natural churn. And production is going to be more steady and consistent. Now, on the flip side, if it's not going well, if you are below 70%, that tells me as a coach that cancellations are probably not being tracked. We're probably leaning a lot more into our feelings. Like, I just feel like everybody's worried about the recession right now, or everybody that's calling is sick right now. I actually did that with a team not too long ago. And I said, I want you to actually just draw a table on a piece of paper that lists out the top five reasons that people typically cancel. And I want, you know, the person who's answering the phone to just put a hash mark next to the reason for this whole week. And it really only ended up being about 30% of people who were sick. But the feeling that everybody in the practice had was like, everybody's sick right now. There's nothing we can do. And so what we saw was 70% of those cancellations weren't that unavoidable illness. They were other things. And so again, it helps us to look outside of feelings. So when it's not going well, we're probably not tracking it or leaning into our feelings. There's probably no system, no language that we've aligned around on how we answer the objection of a cancellation. A lot of times patients are just told, again, call us back when you're ready, no problem. Or, we don't say anything at all. We just say, okay, sounds good. I'm going to take you off the schedule. Have a great day. You know, that's the worst of it all. But we hear it. The team is constantly fighting holes. The doctors in their office stressed out, not wanting to have to go up there and ask again about why there's so many holes in the schedule. And they feel that anxiety because it does impact production. So over time, it's going to lead to issues with production, issues with profitability. It's going to result in patients not having that consistency of care. It'll impact their health in the long run. And then again, our patient base is going to slowly attrude to where we don't perhaps even have enough active patients to really support the practice anymore. So it is really important that we're making sure we have systems in place to manage this.
Yeah, you're seeing this. I'm learning a ton. I hope you guys are too. The table thing is incredible because I was just feeling that if I was answering the phone in a dental practice and heard the bug was going around, I'd think everybody has the bug, but the data is, that's the value of having a great coach, being around some great
thinkers. You hear in forums and stuff, it's, you know, they call September Sucktember, but there's practices that crush it in September. So it's really just that story that we're telling ourselves. It's the self-limiting belief. It's leaning on feelings and not data. That's why I love that we do these Metric Mondays, because all we want, we talk about this all the time behind the scenes, is for dentists and practice owners and team members to feel more confident in knowing what these metrics mean so that you can have a better understanding of your practice. And then you don't have to sit in fret and in anxiety over these feelings that are generated. You can just stop, run a report, and then either validate those feelings and make a plan or negate those feelings and say like, oh, actually we're doing okay. And now we've reduced that anxiety and we've put that to rest.
I love it. And so let's help you see that you're doing okay. So like every Metric Monday, I want you to go to the office and figure out what this percentage is. It might be good. It might not be good. And so Miranda, if it's not so good, what can I do if I'm listening to the podcast?
Yeah. Number one, you might struggle to find this data. That's what we mentioned earlier. So the first step would be is if you can't find this data, or perhaps you have dental intel and you look in there and it says like, there's just inconsistent data or no data. Step number one is we need to get on with our customer support with our practice management software and learn the steps for how to break appointments and recapture them appropriately so you can start having accurate data. Once you do have that data, if it's not where you want it to be, a couple of simple things. One, develop a bit of a loose script to help your team manage cancellations and ensure that they're reappointing in the moment. Again, using that reinforcement of value building language, we talked about that on the last couple of podcasts on Metric Mondays, making sure that we're using that value building language. Again, kind of like the example I gave earlier, are they just saying, okay, no problem, call us when you feel better? Or can we write into our system a bit of a loose script or a few ways in which we could say that differently that would guide the patient to going ahead and recapturing or reappointing in the moment? A little verbal tip. I really love using the language customized program of care instead of like due for. Well, I really hate for you to not reschedule because you're due now. That's very different than explaining that, you know, your hygienist, Miranda, has customized this program of care for you based on your needs. So I really hate for you to fall behind. Let's go ahead and take a look at something 3 or 4 weeks from now and reappoint and reserve some new time for you. Like using that value building language. The other actionable, aside from having a loose script built into a system, is going to be to have an active follow-up system. So if you're not able to recapture in the moment, we do want to make sure that we're doing some follow-up so that they don't end up 6, 7, 8, 9, 18 months down the line and they still haven't made it back into the schedule. So having a follow-up system, calls, texts, verbal outreach, that within 24, 48 hours of that cancellation, we're able to speak directly to that patient and offer them the opportunity to recapture and recover that time.
So well done, Miranda. So 13 minutes on this one. Delivering on the promise of bite-sized piece of information makes your practice better over time and your life better. So great job, Miranda. Thank you so much. That was outstanding. And I'll just say this, like, this is a lot. Even as I sit here as the co-host, Metric Monday can be like, oh my gosh, now I got a metric. If you feel overwhelmed, don't. We have a ton of resources. You can actually just get started today. You can go back to the Best Practices Association, search the app for free back there, either the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and you can take that overwhelm and just take it into bite-sized pieces of information. We actually have a forum back there that if you don't even know where to start, you can just ask a question. Like, I saw a question today. Like, I'm struggling with how to do time off for my team members when I'm away or I'm not away. Like, what do I do? It's so cool because the number of people in the BPA that chime in and go, I've been there. I created a system. It works. You could spend thousands of hours trying to figure that out and never get there. What's cool about the Best Practice Association, you can go back there. You have a group of people that are committed to the same thing. There's no BS back there because we get rid of the BS. We don't even allow those people in. They're really like-minded people who really want to help you. So you can go back there. You can also join the courses that are back there. There's an amazing course called the Ideal Day Scheduling Course. I'll say this from my perspective. That's one of the hardest things to get right in dentistry. And I've been doing this for more than 30 years. And the best, Miranda, put it all together on how to do it. You don't have to think about this. You can actually go through the course yourself or have your team members go through it. So make sure you check that stuff out. So stick around, Miranda, while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for tuning in on Monday. Monday, it's the beginning of another great week. So join us back in the Best Practice Association and make it a much better week. So you like that? That was cool. So thank you guys for tuning in. We love this stuff. We're going to keep bringing it. With over 900 episodes, we got like 9,000 more. So we're just so grateful you guys are tuning in. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.